soul and the body in every big ways. Specifically, the body's immunity gets stronger, emotions become more stable and clear, addictions cannot bind you. The spirit becomes more sensitive to Holy Spirit guidance. Jackie Pollinger just used many real-life examples to prove those effects. In summary, we can say the tongues without interpretation build up the person. And this morning, in the second teaching, we will talk about another use of tongues: speaking in tongues and then interpreting. Today's main verse is 1 Corinthians 14, 12 to 13. 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse 12 to 13. Since you are eager for spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts and build up the church. So the one who speaks in tongue should pray that he may interpret. Again, since you are eager for spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church. So the one who speaks in tongue should pray that he may interpret. Here, the emphasis is that when tongues are explained, people can understand the message and that the message can build up the church. Okay, let's put side by side the two ways and purpose of speaking tongues from the first time and this time. First time, 1 Corinthians 14, 2 and 4. Let me read them. The one who speaks in tongue speaks not to man, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. The one who speaks in tongue builds up himself. The Bible clearly shows that this case is to God. No one understands, but it builds up the speaker. This time, this morning, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12, speaking in tongues with interpretation can build up the church. In verse 13, Paul encourages us to ask for the gift of interpretation. Only then can the goal of the building up the church be fully reached. I still remember that Jackie Pollinger team once had someone speak in tongues. And after that, another one person interpreted. The interpreted message seems to be an expression of God's love to the SP brothers and sisters. Asking for the gift of interpretation seems like a bigger challenge than just speaking tongues. Many Christians might never even think about this in their whole lives. But this verse emphasizes that interpretation builds up the church. God knows the direction of the church. God knows the situation, the church. God also knows what is the best way for the church to follow his will. Jesus is the head of the church. So as members of the church, we have to decide whether to obey the Bible advice. When you can speak in tongues, are you willing to ask for the gift of interpretation? Of course, you do not need to feel pressured, because this is a gift from the Holy Spirit. All you can do is ask. And sometimes the gift shows up out of blue on a person. I remember when I lived in Shanghai, I had a good friend. He had just believed in the Lord not long before, and he was not very familiar with the Bible. One day, at his dinner table, his wife was praying before the meal. During her prayer, he spoke a few sentences in tongues. Then my friend looked at her in surprise and asked, "Do you know what you just said?" His wife was confused and answered, "Of course not. I never know what my tongues mean." Then my friend said, "You were praying for the victims of the hurricane that hit America last week. You prayed that they would get help in time and have clean water to drink. By the way, the hurricane my friend mentioned was the one in 2017. His wife was even more amazed. He said, "But I had no idea that America was hit by a hurricane." Together, they were surprised to find that that moment, the wife was cooperating with the Holy Spirit to pray for those victims. Even though they did not know those victims or even know about the situation in America. Our God is great God. The Father does not only bless our dinner. His heart also cares for those suffering children. The Holy Spirit uses us to pray for people and events around the world. When tongues are interpreted, we are able to see beyond our own will and catch a quick look of the Father's heart. I asked the friend further, "How did you know the meaning of the tongues?" He said, "When I heard the tongues, I saw a red subtitles in the front of my eyes. When I looked carefully at those subtitles, like subtitles under a movie, they conveyed the meaning of the tongues. From then on, I re-examined the Bible teaching on speaking in tongues and interpretation. And I also tested the experience of the interpretation with questioning attitude. After many years, I come to conclusion. Speaking in tongues with interpretation really, really can build up our church. I myself have also had many testimonies in this precise. I remember that Eva and I were in Shanghai 1 year and felt very lost. That year I had no job and Eva was resting. We had a lot of time to volunteer in serving the church, but we still did not know what to do next. At that time, on several occasions, we met two or three brothers and sisters from other churches who had the gift of the interpretation. And when they interpreted, they all gave a similar message to me. The message was, "This church in Shanghai is your temporary church. You will leave soon." That time, I did not believe it at all. I was even a little angry with them. I thought they must be wrong. I was very loyal to this church and want to stay here forever. But the fact proved that a half of a year later, the Holy Spirit led us back to Beijing. When we went back to Beijing, we remembered the situation and realized it matched the message given in the interpretations. Please have the worship team come up. Thank you, Matt. At the beginning of the chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says, eagerly desire the spiritual gifts. This was Paul's advice when the Corinthian church was just established. Even though there were problems with immature new believers, misusing the spiritual gifts, Paul still encouraged them to eager desire the spiritual gifts. And today, while Christians are still arguing about whether spiritual gifts exist, AI has already changed how people live and think. Some Christian friends I know no longer read the Bible much instead. They chat with AI and are guided by AI. Because AI can give them enough emotion value, comfort them well, understand them, not judge them, and use many psychological methods to help them adjust their emotions and thinking. According to them, the effect is very good. When they get tired of this way of talking with AI, they can even scold AI for not being sincere or for not using richer ways to chat with them. AI immediately repents and adjusts its words. Such conversation make me reflect on the final difference between human and AI. My temporary conclusion is this: AI has more knowledge than we do, but we have a spirit, and AI does not. The Holy Spirit lives in our spirit. What we lack in training our spirit to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Let's worship together.
Pushing every hindrance aside. out of my way, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you, I want to hear your voice, I want to know you. I want to touch you, I want to see your face, I want to know. I want to know you, I want to hear your voice, I want to know you more. I want to touch you, I want to see your face, I want to know.
It may not be long before many Christians will face a choice. Will you be led by AI or will you be led by the Holy Spirit? And Paul's encouragement to us, eagerly desire the spiritual gifts. In today's fast developing AI age, may be a very important reminder from the Bible for us. Amen. Amen. Let's come up to pray.